congregation please rise? And our entrance hymn is hymn number 786, O Holy Spirit, enter in. In 786. O most merciful God, we confess we are captive to sin and cannot free ourselves. We have sinned against you in thought, word, and deed, by what we have done and by what we have left undone. We have not loved you with our whole heart. We have not loved our neighbors as ourselves. For the sake of your Son, Jesus Christ, have mercy on us. Forgive us, renew us, and so that we may delight in your will and walk in your ways. To the glory of your holy name. Amen. In the mercy of Almighty God, Jesus the Christ was given to die for us. And for his sake, God forgives us all of our sins. As a called and ordained minister of the Church of Christ, and by his authority, I therefore declare to you the entire forgiveness of all of your sins. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. I invite you to rise for the invocation, the Kyrie, and the hymn of praise. The grace of our Lord Jesus the Christ, the love of God, the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all.
And also with you.
In peace, let us pray to God.
Lord, have mercy.
For the peace from above and for our salvation, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord,
for the peace of the whole world, for the well-being of the Church of God, and for the unity of all, let us pray to the
Lord.
For this holy house, and for all who offer here their worship and praise, let us pray to the
Lord.
Help, save, cover, and defend us, gracious Lord. Our praise this day is hymn number 842, O Worship the King. Hymn 842. Verses 1 and 5 only at this time.
Morning. First reading is from 2 Kings chapter 5, verses 1 through 15. Naaman, commander of the army of the king of Aram, was a great man, and in high favor with his master, because by him the Lord had given victory to Aram. The man, though a mighty warrior, suffered from leprosy. Now the Arameans, on one of their raids, had taken a young girl captive from the land of Israel, and she served Naaman's wife. She said to her mistress, "If only with the prophet who is in Samaria, he would cure him of his leprosy." So Naaman went in and told his lord just what the girl from the land of Israel had said. And the king of Aram said, "Go then, and I will send along a letter to the king of Israel." He went, taking with him 10 talents of silver, 6,000 shekels of gold, and 10 sets of garments. He brought the letter to the king of Israel, which read, "When this letter reaches you, know that I have sent to you my servant Naaman, that you may cure him of his leprosy." When the king of Israel read the letter, he tore his clothes and said, "Am I God to give life or death, that this man sends word to me to cure a man of his leprosy? Just look and see how he's trying to pick a quarrel with me." But when Elisha, the man of God, heard that the king of Israel had torn his clothes, he said to the king, "Why have you torn your clothes? Let him come to me, that he may learn that there is a prophet in Israel." So Naaman came with his horses and chariots and halted at the entrance of Elisha's house. Elisha sent a messenger to him, saying, "Go wash in the Jordan 7 times, and your flesh shall be restored, and you shall be clean." But Naaman became angry and went away, saying, "I thought that for me he would surely come out and stand and call on the name of the Lord his God, and would wave his hand over the spot and cure the leprosy. Are not Abana and Pharpar, the rivers of Damascus, better than all the waters of Israel? Could I not wash in them and be clean?" He turned and went away in a rage. But his servants approached and said to him, "Father, if the prophet had commanded you to do something difficult, would you not have done it? How much more when all he said to you was, 'Wash and be clean'?" So he went down and immersed himself 7 times in the Jordan, according to the word of the man of God. His flesh was restored like the flesh of a young boy, and he was clean. Then he returned to the man of God, he and all his company. He came and stood before him and said, "Now I know that there is no God in all the earth except in Israel." The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The psalm is Psalm 111, and we will read it responsively. Praise the Lord.
I will give thanks to the Lord with my whole heart.
In the company of the upright, in the congregation.
Great are the works of the Lord.
Studied by all who delight in them.
Full of honor and majesty is the Lord's work.
And the Lord's righteousness endures forever.
His name renowned by God's wonderful deeds.
The Lord is gracious and merciful.
The Lord provides food for those who fear God.
The Lord is ever mindful of God's covenant.
The Lord has shown God's people the power of God's works
in giving them the heritage of the nations.
The works of God's hands are faithful and just.
All God's precepts are trustworthy.
They are established forever and ever.
To be performed with faithfulness and uprightness.
The Lord sent redemption to God's people.
The Lord has commanded God's covenant forever.
Holy and awesome is the Lord's name.
The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom.
All those who practice it have a good understanding.
The Lord's praise endures forever. The word of the Lord.
Praise God.
The second reading is from 2 Timothy chapter 2, verses 8 to 15. Remember Jesus the Christ, raised from the dead, a descendant of David. That is my gospel, for which I suffer hardship, even to the point of being chained like a criminal. But the word of God is not chained. Therefore, I endure everything for the sake of the elect, so that they may also obtain the salvation that is in the Christ Jesus with eternal glory. The saying is sure. If we have died with him, we will also live with him. If we endure, we will also reign with him. If we deny him, he will also deny us. If we are faithless, he remains faithful, for he cannot deny himself. Remind them of this and warn them before God that they are to avoid wrangling over words, which does no good to those who are listening. Do your best to present yourself to God as one approved by God, a worker who has no need to be ashamed, rightly explaining the word of truth, the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The Holy Gospel for today, the 18th Sunday after Pentecost, is from the Gospel according to St. Luke, the 17th chapter. Glory to you, O Lord. On the way to Jerusalem, Jesus was going through the region between Samaria and Galilee. As he entered the village, 10 lepers approached him. Keeping their distance, they called out, saying, "Jesus, Master, have mercy." When he saw them, he said to them, "Go and show yourselves to the priests." And as they went, they were made clean. Then one of them, when he saw that he was healed, turned back, praising God with a loud voice. He prostrated himself at Jesus' feet and thanked him. And he was a Samaritan. Then Jesus asked, "Were not 10 made clean? But the other 9, where are they? Was none of them found to return and give praise to God except this foreigner?" When he had said this, then he said to him, "Get up and go on your way. Your faith has made you well." The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, O Christ. You may be seated. Grace and peace to you from God our Father and our Lord and Savior, Jesus the Christ. The texts for today's sermon are from 2 Kings and Luke's Gospel. Let us pray in preparation for the sermon at this time. Lord, now let the meditation of each heart and the words I'm about to speak be acceptable in your sight, you who are our strength, our sustainer, and our redeemer. Amen. It's kind of like Sesame Street, for those of you that know Sesame Street. I was too old to watch it as a young kid, and I have no kids or grandkids or nieces and nephews, but I know Sesame Street. The words for today are pride and gratitude. So if you hear nothing else today from me, hear those two words, pride and gratitude. First of all, pride. There's an old saying, pride goes before the fall. And until this week, I didn't know where that came from. Any of you know where that comes from? If you say the Bible, you're right. It's from the Bible. Pride comes before the fall. Proverbs chapter 16, verses 18 through 19, I read them to you. They say exactly this. Pride goes before destruction, a haughty spirit before a fall. Better to live humbly with the poor than to share plunder with the proud. It's quite a mouthful. Pride goes before the fall. Meaning, basically, pride leads to humiliation. It is better to be humble and poor than proud and rich and then brought down. Pride in these verses refers to an arrogant attitude that manifests itself as independence from God. Adam and Eve were prideful. They ate of the tree of good and knowledge of good and evil, whether it be an apple tree or a fig tree or whatever the tree might have been, because they wanted to be prideful, proud, that they knew as much as God, good and evil. Pride manifests itself as independence from God, and we are all called to be humble. Naaman the Syrian general, pagan and Gentile, from Aramea, in Aramean, was too proud to do what the man of God, Elisha, said to do. I thought at least he would come out from his tent and wave his hand over the spot and heal me. How dare he send just a slave out to tell me to go wash myself 7 times in the River Jordan? Are not the Nile and the other great rivers of the world greater than? Kind of like saying, is not the Snake River greater than Portneuf? Why would I go wash in muddy old Portneuf when we've got the Snake, which goes all the way to the Pacific Ocean? Naaman was proud and prideful, full of pride, and did not want to do what God said. But one of the servants said, oh, come on. If he would have told you to do something difficult, like stand on your head and spit wooden nickels, wouldn't you have done it? What is going down to the river and washing yourself 7 times? Go do it. And he was healed. The real hero of the story, and this is a whole other sermon, I won't bore you with it today, but the real hero of the story in this story from 2 Kings chapter 5, read the whole chapter. We did that in adult Sunday school today. It's amazing. There were parts of it I had forgotten. The real hero is the slave girl. The girl who was taken as captive during one of the bringing all of the Samaritans over to Assyria or Babylon. She goes to her master's wife, Naaman's wife, and says, there's a prophet in Israel. He can help my master. I mean, when you think about it, the slave girl who was taken into captivity, who was taken into slavery, sold to Naaman's wife to be her, you know, makeup artist or whatever. She's the hero of the whole story. Naaman would not have been healed if it was not for her. That's a whole other Bible study and sermon. The young slave girl is the hero. Pride. She wasn't too proud to share the good news of God the Father, of God the Creator, of God who could heal her master. First word, gratitude. Second word. See if these words sound familiar to you. Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. It is right to give our thanks and praise, eternal God, holy and mighty. It is truly right and salutary and our greatest joy to give thanks and praise to you and to worship you in every place where your glory abides. Sound familiar? It should. Because every Sunday now, I say it behind the altar during the Great Thanksgiving. It's called the Great Thanksgiving. The words I used here are from the Presbyterian Church's hymnal. See how it's different when I do it up here in just a few moments. These words are the Great Thanksgiving, the Eucharist, which means to give thanks. Confirmation students know that for the past 36 years of my ministry, they all know Eucharist means to give thanks. Eureka, California. Why did they call it? Because they found gold in 1849, the 49ers, oh boy. Eureka is the Greek word meaning give thanks. Oh boy, here we go, the gold rush. We still call it the Eucharist, Holy Communion. We still call it the Great Thanksgiving. One theologian says it this way, and I love what he says. These words of the Great Thanksgiving, festive and solemn as they sound, intend to characterize not just some kind of lofty Sunday morning worship service feeling, but every part of Christian living, Christian life. Yes, our mundane, ordinary, trivial, and everyday life is found in these words. We pray and confess that it is truly right and salutary, our duty and our joy, our greatest joy, to give thanks and praise to God. Why do we come here on Sunday morning? Give thanks. Yes, I, as your pastor for the past 15 years now, have made you sit or kneel and confess, like Martin Luther said, that you're a worm. Yes, you're sinful. But God forgives you. And so then we can stand up as a congregation and praise and thank God for God's graciousness and God's love and God's mercy and compassion. That's why we are here, to give thanks. We're here to know who we are. Martin Luther said, both saint and sinner. We remember the sinner part first. Then we are forgiven and we say, thank you, Jesus. But we're really here just to give thanks, to praise God, and to sing our praises. Karl Barth, a 20th century theologian that I had to study in seminary back in the 1980s, the Dark Ages, saying that the basic human response to God is gratitude. Barth said it first. I didn't say it first. The basic human response to God is to be thankful. Gratitude. It's not fear and trembling. It's not guilt and dread. But it's thanksgiving. There were 10 lepers who came to Jesus and said, Jesus, Master, have mercy on us. And only one came back to give thanks. Somebody in adult Sunday school this morning said, that's pretty bad percentage. I said, no, that's great percentage. 10%? Oh, to have 10% of the population in worship on Sunday morning, even from American Falls, we get like 1%. Oh, to have 10%. Saying thank you. This is a classic. If you've gone to an Eve worship service, this is always the gospel that is shared at Thanksgiving Eve worship services. Luke chapter 17. Because we are to give thanks for that which has been given to us. Love, mercy, compassion, healing, and most of all, Jesus the Christ. There were 10 lepers. One came back to give thanks. And if you didn't get it, he was a foreigner. He was from out of state. He was from Samaria. Oh, my word. Chapter 10. Thank you very much. Chapter 10 of Luke. Who do I have to love? And Jesus tells the story of the Good Samaritan. And the umpapa is you need to love the foreigner, the outcast, the outsider, the Samaritan, the people with out-of-state plates. Yeah. When I lived in Jackson Hole, everybody had out-of-state plates. And they mostly came from Utah. People said, oh, those Utah drivers are so bad. No, they get a bad rap. I hate driving the worst time ever. Long Island, Manhattan, LA, Chicago, Seattle. I've driven through all of those cities. Atlanta, Georgia at 12 midnight. On my way to Florida for spring break, you would think it was rush hour. It was insane. Midnight in Atlanta, Georgia. Who knew? Night owls. Out-of-state plates in Wyoming meant that they had rented cars at the airport in Salt Lake City. And they came from Massachusetts and New Hampshire, and Oregon, and Washington, all those places. And when you're on vacation, you don't pay attention to the rules, right? You can jaywalk anywhere you want. You can drive anywhere you want. You can make a U-turn anywhere you want, because you're on vacation. The rules don't count. Live in a resort community someday, and you'll learn how much. I had people that, when I moved there, they said, we never drive through town between Memorial Day and Labor Day, ever. We only drive around. And they knew the back roads. Kind of like Pocatello. We never drive yellow shower. We only drive the back roads, you know, High Line and all that kind of thing. I didn't believe them. It took me a year to understand what they were saying. When people are on vacation, the rules don't matter, whether you're driving or otherwise. They're all foreigners. Here we have a foreigner. There were 10 lepers who were healed. One came back to say thanks.
Only this one came back? The foreigner? The social and religious outcast for the people of Judea. There's a point that Luke is making here in Luke's gospel. The Good Samaritan in chapter 10. The foreigner who comes back and says, "Thank you, Lord," in chapter 17. Who does Luke write his gospel for? The widow, the orphan, the poor, and the foreigner. The outsider, the outcast. God loves us all. The question for you today is, how are you the outcast? How are you the foreigner? 2P license plates. Okay? Sitting in the pews of St. John's Lutheran Church. Because we are all foreigners. We're all wandering Arameans like Abraham and Sarah. We are all people who are on this journey through the wilderness of the world. And yet we are to give thanks for all that God gives us. There are two sayings that I really like that I put on my stationery to all the people I write. Two sayings. First one, gratitude can turn a meal into a feast, a house into a home, and a stranger, a foreigner, into a friend. Okay? Second one. If you woke up today with only the things you thanked God for yesterday, what would you have? That one. Because I'm indicted. When I say my prayers at night between the sheets and my little feather pillow, I sometimes forget to say thank you. One theologian, female theologian, said, we say two prayers in our lives. The first prayer is, help me, help me, help me. And the second prayer is, thank you, thank you, thank you. The help me comes really easy. Help me, help me, help me. Whatever it might be, driving through Salt Lake City. I hate it. Only do it when I have to go to the hospital. Don't even do it to go shopping. I knew people when I first moved here, they go to Salt Lake City to go shopping at the big mall and everything. It's like, why would you want to do that with all the traffic? I'm a small town guy, I really am. I can't stand the traffic on Yellowstone and Pocatello during rush hour. It's like, get me out of here. Or at 3 o'clock or 3:15, as you pass by the schools in American Falls. I don't do that either. I don't go by the elementary school at 3 to 3:15. I wait till 5 o'clock. Those mother drivers, okay, drivers who are mothers of the students, that is, they know how to drive. They drive very defensively, but oh my, I'm not going to do that. Gratitude can turn a meal into a feast, pun intended here on the altar, a house into a home where we worship, and a stranger and a foreigner into a friend. What if you woke up today with only the things you thank God for yesterday? Amen. Six verses. Yes, we're going to sing them all. Oh boy. But let's try this today. We haven't done it in a long time. Everybody on 1 and 2. Men on 3. Women on 4. And then everybody on 5 and 6. So everybody, 1, 2, 5, and 6. Men on 3. Women on 4. We'll see how that goes.
Creed found on page 105 in the front of the hymnal and for the prayers of the church. God has raised the people of God through our baptism into Christ, living together in trust and in hope, our faith. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, God's only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended to the dead. On the third day he rose again. He ascended to heaven. He is seated at the right hand of the Father, and will come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Today, the prayers of the church remember in our prayers in the church are Bishops Elizabeth Eden and Kristen Kemple. We also pray for Willow Bay Baptist Food Bank here in American Falls this whole month as we gather food for the months to come. Nationally and around the world, we pray for the war in Ukraine and Russia and the nations surrounding it and around the world involved. We pray for people who have lost property and life due to wildfires, heat, drought, hurricanes, and flooding in Jackson, Mississippi, Georgia, Pakistan, Puerto Rico, Canada, and Florida. And we certainly pray for all firefighters, law enforcement officers, EMTs, and first responders to each of these calls and crises. We pray for all those who are sick, hospitalized, or in need in any way. And due to his burial this past week, we remember in our prayers Cecil Dornick, who was buried here Tuesday in this place. Also, if you notice, the flag is at half mast or half staff today, honoring the firefighters who have lost their lives while they were in action. This is also Fire Prevention Week that I wasn't aware of until today, and so we pray for all firefighters, especially who have lost their lives. Let us pray for the whole people of God in Christ Jesus, for the church, for all of God's creation, and for all people who are in need. Almighty God, we pray for the church. We give you thanks for bishops, pastors, priests, missionaries, deacons, and ministers of the church. Inspire all leaders of the church to proclaim your mighty deeds, that your saving grace might be known to all. God of grace,
hear our prayer.
Creator God, we pray for the earth and all creation. We give you thanks for land and water, seed time and harvest. Bless all those working in the fields and on the roads this harvest season and keep them safe. We pray and ask for blessings for all those affected by fires, floods, heat, hurricanes, and drought. Bring renewal and restoration and healing to all of your creation. God of grace,
hear our prayer.
God, Prince of Peace, we pray for the nations and peoples of the world. Your world is shattered and the nations rage. Remember us in your mercy. Inspire all rulers, leaders, and governing authorities with your justice, your mercy, and your peace. Take from us all hatred, fear, evil, violence, and war. God of grace,
hear our prayer.
Merciful God, we pray for all those in need. God, you are steadfast love and mercy. Bring encouragement and your presence to all who are experiencing emotional, mental, and physical distress, especially those we now lift before you in our own hearts and in our own minds. Send us as your ministers and your healing presence in their lives. God of grace,
hear our prayer.
Lord God, we pray for this congregation. We give you thanks, John's Lutheran Church. God, do a new thing within us. Build up and strengthen the ministries and mission of this congregation. Fill us anew with your Holy Spirit, your hope, your love, and your joy. God of grace,
hear our prayer.
Lord of compassion, we pray for all those who are working through and suffering from the world's pandemics. Bless the efforts and the work of all healthcare professionals, scientists, and workers across the nation and the world. God of grace,
hear our prayer.
Lord of life, we pray for all those who have died. We give you thanks for all those who now rest in you. Especially this day, we lift up Cecil, the firefighters who have lost their lives in duty, and those whom we name before you in our own hearts and in our own minds. Be with us in our grief and our sorrow, our joy and our celebration of their lives, turning our mourning into the joy of the resurrection and new life in you. God of grace, Almighty God, you know our prayers even before we pray them. We look to you in hope and trust, peace and joy, knowing that you'll do far more for us than we can ever ask or imagine. All these things, whatever else you see that we need, grant us, Father, for the sake of your Son, Jesus the Christ, who died and rose again and now lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. The peace of the Lord be with you always.
And also with you.
You may be seated. Welcome to worship at St. John's Lutheran Church, American Falls. Morning. Today in the church year is the 18th Sunday after Pentecost. Especially welcome to all of you who are visiting here with us today in person, and to those who are worshiping with us by listening to the radio station or the internet broadcasts. Happy birthday today to Richard Kopp, Morgan Bauer. Happy birthday this week to Eddie Harmison, Amber Domachowski, Dustin Webster, Anna White, Jen Kress, Lacey Sims, and G.R. Long. Happy anniversary this week also to Tom and Pat Lute and James and Kelsey Kress. This week at St. John's, see the readings and prayers page with the week's events listed on the schedule there, found in your bulletin insert. There'll be There will be a Halloween carnival held this year on Saturday, October 22nd, sooner than you think it'll be here. There'll be a planning meeting on Monday, October tomorrow at 5:30 p.m. We are in need of volunteers. If you are interested, please come to the meeting or call Deb Sims or Shonda Bauer. Today, there will be a special coffee hour with cake. I got to see it. They let me peek for Pastor's Appreciation Day today. Are there any other announcements not found in the worship bulletin or corrections to the ones found there? Speak now or forever hold your peace. I invite the communion assistants and acolytes to come forward at this time in preparation for Holy Communion. Our offertory hymn is hymn number 465, As the Grains of Wheat. We sing it now as our offertory hymn and in preparation for the Holy Communion.
Thank you.
God, maker of all things. Through your goodness, you have blessed us with these gifts of ourselves, our time, and our possessions. Use us and what we have gathered in feeding the world with your love. Through the one who gave himself for us, Jesus the Christ, our Savior and Lord. Amen. I invite you to rise for the great Thanksgiving as we give thanks to God for all that God has given us. Page 144, the great Thanksgiving. The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Lift up your heart. Our duty and our joy, that we should at all times and all places give thanks and praise to you, Almighty and Merciful God, through our Savior Jesus the Christ, who on this day overcame death and the grave, and by his glorious resurrection opened to us the way of eternal and everlasting life. And so with the choirs of angels and the church on earth, and the hosts of heavenly, and the hosts in heaven, and join their unending hymn. prepared, come. The body of Christ given to you. 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 The body of Christ. Body of Christ given for you. The body of Christ given. The body of Christ given for you. 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 The body of Christ. Body of Christ given to you. Body of Christ given to you. The 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 body of Christ. The body of Christ is here. 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 Please rise with the blessing, the post-communion canticle, hymn 208, and the prayer. The blessing first. Now may the body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ strengthen you and keep you in his grace. Amen.
Praise.
nourish us through the healing power of this gift of life. In your mercy and compassion, strengthen us through this gift in faith and trust toward you and in fervent love toward one another. For the sake of Jesus the Christ our Lord. Amen. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious unto you. The Lord look upon you with favor and give you peace. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Lord, dismiss us with your blessing. Hymn 545.